Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on KC 107.7.
From Mieke Rendewet at KC 107.7. And hallo vir julle almal daar. Hallo vir jou by die werk, waar jy ook al is. Hoop jy het 'n fantasmagoriese dag. You were listening to Mariah Carey, Melt Away, the Kid Laroi, Jungkook, Central C, Taylor Swift and Anti, Alicia Keys, Fallen, Anastasia, I'm Out of Love, One Love, David Guetta. Ja, daar sê ek, hoop die muziek het vir jou aan die gang gekry, en vir oggend begin ons met 'n veldtog. Julle het die dokter definitief al gehoor voorheen, maar oor die volgende paar weke gaan julle haar stem baie gereeld hoor. Sy is Dr. Marianne Cronje en ons begin vandag met #caregiving101. Goeiedag dokter, hoe gaan het met u?
Môre Gerien, baie baie dankie vir die geleentheid. Dit gaan goed met my en dankie, ek voel altyd so welkom hier.
Ja nee, die dokter het die mooiste glimlach vir my. Dr. Marianne, we're going to do session one today, and that is navigating through the stages questions.
Yes.
Can you explain to us the meaning of caregiving stages, please?
Gerien, you know that first I quickly want to introduce me if the listeners missed
last
week.
Yes, please do.
So I am a caregivers counselor, and I specialize in educating other informal caregivers on how to stay emotionally and spiritually well before, during, and after caregiving by focusing and embracing the experience, because I believe you can't caretake of others if you not first take care of yourself. So the meaning of the caregiver stages, everyone is a family caregiver or an informal caregiver. As you mentioned last time, in your family as well, you
yes.
experienced this. But we are just in different stages in this journey. In any caregiving experience, there are 6 stages. And you will at least experience one or maybe all of them, or you will experience all of them and then you have to start with another family member, or in that experience while caring for one, you have to start with another one in another stage. So today I want to start with the first one, and I want to introduce you to the expectant caregiver.
Okay.
So that is when you have this growing concern that within the near future a family member or a friend will need more and more of your assistance and time. That can be because they share it with you and they share past and present medical condition, or you can see it coming because of a current living condition. You know, when you visit someone maybe not that regularly, occasionally, you will notice maybe in a period, a month, a week, something is now happening. They are constantly repeating themselves, or the place is looking more a bietjie die mekaar.
Yeah.
En jy nou kan nou sien, maar joh, hulle het nou nie alles hier by mekaar nie. Of jy vraag vir hierdie tee en hulle maak vir jou ander tee. So, and as we discussed last week, it can come suddenly as well, or with time. But the first caregiver, the first thing you then have to acknowledge is, I am now a caregiver.
So that's admitting.
Yes, yes.
Admitting.
And you have to appreciate that. So, yeah, you have to own it then in that moment.
That I am a caregiver.
I will now be a caregiver, or I am a caregiver.
Funny enough, sometimes we are in denial.
Exactly.
Okay, where do I begin as an expectant caregiver?
So the key word here will be ask. You have to start asking questions. And for future references, a caree is the person then that you will start giving care to. So in future I will refer to the person that you care for as your caree. So now you have to start ask questions to your caree, more about their health, more about their financial situation, and that will also involve legal aspects. You will have to ask questions from health care professionals, lawyers, financial planners, and then you have to determine their financial situation, because that can become your problem in future. Yeah. If you're not sure where you are now. You will have to have legal consultations, which will involve durable powers of attorney for finances and health care, as well as living will or a will. And then what is the power of attorney? That is a document that appoints you as an agent, if you are, it's normally a child, to make decisions on behalf of your caree when he or she cannot. And then I will just add that that will be up to a point. They can come in legal points here, because up to a point you can make decisions for your caree. But there's a legal formality that when they're in a certain stage, you cannot make decisions anymore. And then you must know the emotional stage, the spiritual journey, where they are in terms with their intellectual ability to process this all, what's happening to them, and their social situations. Do they have other friends that they can surround them with? And you have to investigate other healthcare options. Will they become wheelchair or bed-bound in future? What changes can you now make today that will prevent future barriers? And then the difficult question is, you have to ask end-of-life questions. Do they still have to decide on to be cremated or buried, or are they maybe an organ donator?
Wow. It's a lot to take in.
Yes.
Just on that point, I just want to know, do you assist with all of that? Do you guide?
Yes, I guide. And then also I have the e-course that people can do, and they can download it. That will all be available from the 1st of November on the website. And that will be, you can take your time with that. And you can work it through. And also there will be workshops in 2025, as I mentioned. And that will help you a lot. Because in this short time that we have, I can only mention a few points. But that will explain more of that. But I also assist with it as a counselor.
We will definitely make sure that we share all your details as well, so someone can go back and get your details. So how easy or difficult will it be, and what must I expect?
So why, you know, it's like that call. It can be like that call you receive at night to say, okay, someone passed away or what. It is all come at once. In that moment, you think of a thousand things, and you cannot sort it out at once. So if you expect or realize you will become the caregiver, now this is the time to start preparing and start to concentrate on taking first care of yourself. So how will you do that in the midst of this experience? First, you must keep up with other family, other good friends. You must enjoy your hobbies and your interest and pursuing your career goals. That is most important. Get organized, because before you know it, you'll be surrounded by a lot of paperwork. You must put your own house in order so that you'll be ready to manage your caree's financial, legal and medical information. And you won't believe it, that you will get on the most inappropriate times calls from your carer to assist them with stupid things, but it can take up a lot of your time. And then you have to start a journal to chronicle your feelings, your concerns, and your actions. Your preparation for the future allows you to see what you carry and you might lose. You both may experience changes in the relationships, schedules, and the amount of freedom that you have. Then you have to take time to sort out your own issues. Caregiving as it intensifies will make life hard for you, and it is harder if you have unresolved emotional issues, believe me. Maybe you have to care for a family member with whom you not always had an easy relationship. Imagine a mother-in-law that never thought that you're good enough. So how will you be care for her if you're the only one left? So you have to find a communal reason to get along. You both love the same man, for instance. So from that point, it will be a good point to start. Then knowing when and how to ask for help is a great skill, which will become a huge asset for you. As your caregiving journey continues, you'll interact with family, friends, healthcare professionals who will drive you nuts. And you have to find good books and read about advice or find a therapist or, like me, a counselor or a coach that you can talk to during those times. And then you have to find your best shape. Physically, emotionally, financially, you have to find a work routine that you like and that will ensure an income for you. Maximize the amount of healthy food you eat, because that's very important. Pay off your debts and save as much as you can. Live each day in the knowing that you are loved, because when caregiving gets tough, the greatest battle will become from within. Be good to yourself and then care for your grief. Loss is part of life, and you grieve when you lose a job, during a breakup, and when opportunity passes by. When caregiving happens to you and the reality hits you, you'll find that grief will now become part of a daily life. As we mentioned last week, we lose things all the time and we have to deal with it. So it is, grief is part of life. It's not the end of life thing.
So true. That is so true, yo. I just wish back in the day there was this kind of service, because I've gone through this many times myself with family. But I'm glad this is there now.
There is help.
So how do I approach my carer with all the issues? It is, after all, their life, and sometimes they can be stubborn and difficult.
Yes. So the first thing is ask your carer to introduce you to those individuals he or she values. You have to make friends with them. Even though it's your mother or your father, or you now become their friend, not their daughter or their son. Ask to meet with his or her financial planner, their attorney, their doctors, church leaders, and other important professionals in his or her life. The relationships you start to form now on good terms will help you make better decisions and take effective steps later on. And then learn your carer's life story. You know what I've experienced is it's your mother, and now you're in this situation, but you do not know everything about them.
Yes.
They lived their own life. You lived your life, and now suddenly two lives actually becomes one.
Yes.
So start to document their life story in a journal. Start a photo book, and that is so important, especially for elders with Alzheimer's. Collect the recipes they loved, poems, and their favorite music, because that will be the things they remember.
Mm.
Ask questions about their childhood days and write it down for them, and if they have some photos, put it somewhere. Their parents and their loves, their first loves. Involve other family members, including other children, in the discussions when you start this journal. Other brothers, other sisters, if that is possible. And never let them feel as if you force them into anything. Because then you will make a great enemy of them and you will get nothing out of them.
Yeah.
Especially when you have to change a will, signing a power of attorney, change a specialist or any other system, and don't tell them what and how to do things in a way that they feel you take away their independence. The older they get, and the more important it is for them to feel worthy. And you have to find a way to let them make changes that won't backfire on you in the future, especially when there are other brothers and sisters. And I will tell you a bit in a second why. So you will experience stumble blocks, believe it. Like your carer refuses your request to disclose financial information, that will be the first stumble block you may experience. But at least find out where he or she is doing their banking and where important documents can be found. And then another big mistake is to believe that nothing could possibly happen to you or your carer, and that you believe finding all this information about them is unnecessary and a waste of time. You must understand that information is power, and the more you know now about their medical, financial, and community options, the better and more informed your future decisions about you and your carer will be. Don't just laugh it off. I see so many younger people laugh about their parents' situation, or when they talk to friends, it's like a joke, or it's not a serious issue for them.
Mm.
Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself.
Give them dignity.
Give them dignity, but you have to realize somewhere, somehow, you will have to deal with this. And if you make a joke now, it will backfire on you.
Yeah, and no matter if a person is out, down and out, they know when they feel love.
Exactly.
They still know that because...
Yes.
You can feel when somebody cares about you.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, Dr. Marianne, as we nearly reach the end of today's introduction to the first stage, what other tips are there for our family caregivers out there?
So, as I just mentioned, remember, when you begin to care for a family member, you will find yourself now in a completely foreign land. It feels like you immediately need to know how to speak the language in that land. As we said, you receive that call. Imagine you're a child living overseas and you now receive a call from wherever your parent lives and say, okay, he's not in a good state. So now suddenly you have to learn to speak the language of that land. But how can you? You didn't expect to be here. You didn't ask as a family member to receive any training on how to manage here, and you certainly didn't receive a map once you have arrived here. So the first thing, as we mentioned, is you have to own it now. If you silently hope someone else will say the hard words, make the difficult decisions, take the awful actions, then you waste your time. You are now the person that have to care. Take the action. It is terrible that it falls on you. If you're the elder child or the only child living in the vicinity, the only one that can care now, as I said, own it. You have to make the situation a little better. Take a deep breath and do that awful thing. Say that hard words. You will not be the favorite person, especially when there's other brothers and sisters. You will not be the favorite one.
Yeah.
You will always hear she did that, or he did that, and he said that, and I have to do that now. But you have to do it, because you have to take care. And lastly, the best day to look for support is on a good day, and early in your caregiving experience. When you create your support on a good day, it will be there for you on a bad day. Remember, the unthinkful normally happens in the night, over a weekend, holiday time. Be sure to have a good support system, and that is where respite care comes in. And then in the next weeks, we will look deeper into that stage, and that is my actually core business, is to train respite and rest caregivers. But we first have to understand what a family caregiver is before we can get to that. So, yeah, that is for today.
Wow, Dr. Marianne, I can't wait to hear about the respite caregiving. I've got a message for you before we say goodbye this morning. Dr. Marianne, fantastic tips. Thank you for sharing. Keep up the incredible work you do. And Casey at Work Erin, what a great show and an amazing interview as always.
Thank you.
That's from Chanel.
And I want to invite the listeners to share their stories and tell me exactly where they are in their journey with caregiving, because that will help me to share more when we discuss it in the next few weeks. And only when I learn and understand what stresses the most can I offer suggestions. And I want them to sign up for the e-course, the principle of caregiving, and the detail will be soon on the Facebook pages. And while we're there, I can share, it will be the Caregivers Council and CareNet Incorporated. And then also there will be a WhatsApp group that I can join.
Okay, so we're waiting for all that information for Dr. Marianne to share it with us, so we can put it on the radio's Facebook and also the WhatsApp updates. And I'll also share it from my side, because I think this is a very much needed service, because there's so many people going through that. But I want to say, this is not goodbye for Dr. Marianne. This is see you next week. This is a campaign, a Caregiving 101. So please tune in again. All the info will be on our Facebook, on our updates. Thank you, Dr. Marianne.
Thank you, Green.
It's nice having you today.
Thank you.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.